businessmen trying to put it all together. The stakes are so big that it attracted such an enormous amount of carpetbaggers that you just don't know where you are in trying to put the project together. This is perfect for us, this square here, see?
But Tess was not to be Polanski's last film. He's now scouting locations and developing the complicated setting for a new film, a comedy called Pirates.
In order to shoot this film, we need a galleon. I don't need a boat that would sail around the world, and I had a very hard time to explain it to the naval engineers and to all people who deal with marine construction, that I need really a floating set. So we build a steel pontoon, you know, barge-like, on which the steel ribs, and we clad it then with this wood around, so it really looks like a galleon, but truly it's not, you know. It's totally maneuverable and, you know, and sailable, but it's not very, very safe. It's not a safe boat, and I don't know what's going to happen to it after the film. Probably they'll make a restaurant on it, or cabaret, or whatever.
As much as his meticulous technique and high standards have brought Polanski fame, it is his personal life that always seems to get the publicity. He is especially bitter about the way the press covered the brutal slaying of his wife, Sharon Tate.
Until then, I was the toast of the town. I was the beloved young Polish director that came, that went west. But then the whole thing was so monstrous and so grotesque, so frightening, that I think people started looking for some kind of rational explanation, and within the tradition of our culture and religion, they thought that the best answer, when they can't get the truth, is to blame the victims for their own death. I was the only one they could use as an example of their reasoning. Otherwise, that's the way they lived, that's the way they die. In this belief, I was reading those articles, I could not understand the reasoning. It took me a long time to somehow rationalize why was it happening like that. I think it was so monstrous, so frightening to the people around it, they thought, they felt somehow safer to say it's their own fault.
Now, more than 50 years old, Polanski makes no apologies for the fast pace of his lifestyle, but then he may be slowing down.
Many men who haunt all cafes and nightclubs hide is really a search for romance.
Do you find yourself doing less of that?
Much less of that. It's just because I'm becoming jaded, and it's getting boring. There is fact that I do like women. But there are so many millions of men who like women just as much or more than I do.
Have you ever thought about changing your lifestyle to avoid the kind of notoriety you've got?
As Popeye says, I am what I am.
For today, Jim Bitterman, NBC News, Paris.